Morning Show with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, Warren.
Good morning, Melbourne.
You know, I've noticed every time I compliment you, you make sure that you want another compliment because I told you you looked good in red last week and now you're wearing red again.
I'm wearing red again.
It's hysterical.
Oh, thank you, Anastasia.
It's okay. Hey, now listen, I find this quite funny, but I caught the tram as I do every morning to get here, and there was this guy that was dressed, I'm not kidding, I felt like I was in the movie Grease. He was dressed like a John Travolta.
Oh, really?
He had so much gel in his hair pulled back and those really pointy shoes, flary kind of pants. They weren't white, admittedly, they were black, but I could not stop giggling, and then I felt really bad giggling, going, oh my God, what is this guy thinking?
He'd probably had a good night out.
Oh, mate.
Did you think you were Olivia Newton-John?
No,
didn't
God,
start dancing?
No.
No, not at all. Do you like men in uniform? Or women in uniform?
Yeah, I was going to say, why are you asking me just men?
Because I was thinking of men in uniform.
Yeah, my God, projection. anyone in a uniform will do. Yeah.
What do you reckon it is?
I'm theirs.
Is it an authority thing?
I think it might be an authority figure thing, power.
Maybe. Well, a woman was arrested after she allegedly grabbed the genitals of a University of Texas police officer.
So what did she do? Like, he pulled her over and she just went straight for the...
She did, and she told the officer on the way to the police station that it was because he was hot.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and she allegedly grabbed the officer's genitals, twisted them...
Actually, you know what? This isn't funny. This is sexual harassment.
It's not funny. It's not at all. It's
so she twisted his balls.
But she said to him, why are you good looking but so mean? How's
my
that?
God. I bet she was a wog chick like me.
She probably was. I don't know if she twisted them, like, but that's what it says. Like, she twisted. So, yeah, how's that?
Oh,
so that's taking a uniform fetish too far, I reckon.
Absolutely.
Bogan baby names have been released. Do you know what the most popular boy name is?
What?
Bacardi.
Oh, my God. That's what got us in trouble in the first place. You're kidding. Bacardi?
Nah, Bacardi.
Why would you name your kid Bacardi?
I have no idea, but apparently some people are. Gage, G-A-I-G-E.
Gage or Gouge?
Gage. Harrison, but H-A-R-I-S-Y-N, not the normal spelling. And Jackson, this is J-A-K-X.
I don't mind Jackson. Jackson's
but,
cute.
But not the normal spelling, J-A-K-X-S-E-N.
Oh.
Jackson.
Mm, bizarre.
For women, we've got Alizé.
Alizé,
right. Spelled A-L-I-Z-E. A
bit blasé to me.
Dijon, after the mustard.
Oh, here we go.
That's terrible. We've got Jasmine. We've got another one. Mignon.
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 How offensive.
I know. And this one here, Vajonica.
I like Vajonica.
Vajonica.
Yeah, I don't mind Vajonica. Although, look, I will say one thing my parents did get right is my name. Anastasia is such a glorious name. Your parents, on the other hand, stuffed it up.
Didn't they?
I mean, what kind of name is Warren? Hello?
There's nothing wrong with it.
We're not calling our baby
what's your,
Warren,
what's your,
Junior.
What's the Greek,
that's for sure.
What's the Greek version of your name?
Anastasia.
Anastasia.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you that. You're with Anastasia and Warren. I'm Joy. Anastasia, you lived in Sydney.
I did live in Sydney and I loved living in Sydney.
Did you see that guy, Danny Lim, who used to wander about?
Oh, my God. Did I see him? I'd see him every weekend. He'd always hang out in the city in George Street. Always. He'd always have different signs. And
for different
horses. He always had a sign saying it's okay to be horny, and sometimes I couldn't quite work out whether I'd be offended by it or giggle at it. You know what I mean?
So sort of trot a fine line. In 2005, apparently he was convicted for offensive behaviour outside a train station wearing a sandwich board that targeted the then Prime Minister Tony Abbott.
Yeah, well, good on him.
Called him a liar, heartless, cruel.
Yep.
But he also had written peace, smile, people can change, Tony, you can't. But the A was flipped upside down. So it read like...
That's so naughty.
Like something else.
Yes.
And in February last year, a magistrate deemed that it was offensive and Lim had to pay a fine, which the crowdfunding happened and they paid it for him.
Oh, wow.
But in good news for Lim, an appeal against the $500 fine was victorious.
Oh, my God. So he got
off. The New South Wales judge overturned the magistrate's original decision, saying that the wording alone could not be classified as offensive behaviour.
Mm.
So does that mean...
Does that mean I can call you that?
Well, you do anyway.
Yeah, that's
true.
You call
me
air.
All the time.
Okay, I wish I could say it on air, though.
But Anastasia, you might have read last month there was a Sydney mother, Tanya Toomey. She was shopping in the biscuit aisle of her supermarket when she came across treats featuring Scooby-Doo, the puppy dog, as snacks for her kids. And she wrote on Facebook that, "I bought these from the biscuit aisle next to the tiny teddies and put them in the lunchbox, and the kids came home and said, yuck, they are disgusting."
Oh, that's terrible.
And on closer inspection, they're dog treats. And she says, "How many other families are feeding these biscuits to children?"
Right. So hold on. Let's unpack
this.
So
She went shopping. She was in the biscuit aisle and there were these Scooby snacks or whatever they're called that are shaped in the shape of bones.
Yep.
On the packet it said pet food only and it said individual doggy bag. So it's dog biscuits.
Dog food.
Someone had dropped them there accidentally and so she was blaming the supermarket for feeding her kids dog food.
Right.
Rather than actually looking at the food itself. Joyce has done some investigation and a spokesperson has said the supermarket has confirmed that only a single packet of the dog food was in the biscuit aisle. So it wasn't as though the supermarket had set up a whole stand of
Someone was probably playing a prank on her.
I don't know. Or someone's probably looked at it and thought, "Nah, I'm going to feed my dog."
Look, I can understand if she was really, really busy. I mean, she's a mum and they've got so much things, they've got a multitask. So I can understand why the accident, but to actually make a complaint and make a big deal about it. Get over it, darling.
But dog biscuits are normally in the shape of bones, aren't they?
Yeah, like, right.
If I gave you a biscuit in the shape of a bone, would you?
I don't eat the. I eat the liver stuff. I don't eat.
Oh,
the,
you eat the
bones.
Raw. Oh, you eat Fuzzy's liver treats.
Yeah.
That's right, you do. I forgot about those.
Yeah, I don't do bones, buddy.
Nah.
I'm a vegan.
And I'm also about to have one of my dog Baxter the News Hound snacks. I just thought I'd try.
Oh, yum.
What are they?
I've got
liver
treats. This is a little crunchy treat that I got. It's shaped like a tiny teddy. And I'll just... hang on. Mmm. Tasty.
What is it? Nice?
Meaty.
Thanks, Colin.
Have you ever tasted dog food, though, for Fuzzy, just to in case he likes it? Because, you know, they've got all these amazing flavours
now.
No,
but you know what I have noticed is do you wander down the... You haven't got a dog. Do you wander down the...
No, but I used to have to buy cat... I had to cat sit for 6 weeks when I first moved back to Melbourne in Abbotsford, and I can't stand cats, right? And I ended up falling in love with them, by the way, by the end of it. But I'd have to go cat food shopping and stuff and for kitty litter and stuff. It was hysterical.
So I won't I don't buy him food from the supermarket.
No, of course you don't.
I look at all the ingredients and there's flour and
so many preservatives.
So I buy this stuff that's actually quite raw and simple.
Yes.
But
so what do you give him, carrots and celery?
No, I do sometimes chop up vegetables and put in it. But what I have found is if the supermarket food tends to make him smell, like it almost comes out through his paws. So I find...
Explains your smell.
So in terms of eating the food, I think I could probably eat his food. I wouldn't.
Yeah, I bet it would taste fine. Just because it's for animals doesn't mean it doesn't taste great.
Well, anyway.
My snack was awesome this morning.
The lady was complaining about the dog biscuits. Well, a woman has in Montana has allegedly called the police to report that she'd bought bad meth.
What?
That caused a bad taste.
What do you mean, meth? Crystal meth?
The drug.
Oh, my God, the stuff that gets you high.
According to local media reports, the woman reported in her call, "I do meth 3 times a day, every day, and I've never had this reaction before."
So she gets on the blower and goes, "Hey,
she gets on the blower,
is crap."
And she said,
"I want me money back."
She called the police. I think they found some and they arrested her. But oh my goodness! Hey, some good news. Australian musician Glenn Donnelly has taken the plunge over Coffs Harbour.
Oh yes,
to raise awareness about body image issues among men.
So what? He jumped in the water.
He didn't
to raise awareness.
Jumped in the water. He's a classically trained violinist and he set himself the unusual challenge for his 30th birthday.
Yeah.
So he wanted to go skydiving wearing nothing except a harness.
Oh, wow.
So absolutely nothing.
Right.
And play a couple of violin pieces on the way down. What a great way to raise awareness on men's body
image issues. Yeah, very empowering.
Because if you think of body image issues, do you automatically think, well, it's mainly associated with women?
Yeah, absolutely. And yet, although within the gay community, I think it's very much associated to gay men.
It is. There's a lot of pressure to have
absolutely
a really good physique in the gay community. And I've certainly tuned into it as I've been growing up.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask you, I mean, you're a gay man, aren't you? I'm just checking.
I do identify.
I mean, would you feel really insecure, especially with those parties and stuff? It's all about body image, isn't it?
It is all about body image, and there's a lot of pressure to be looking good. Mm. And I actually think it's quite insidious, to be honest with you, because it means nothing, really. It's all about the...
Is that because you've got man boobs?
I haven't got man boobs. I work hard for these pecs. Thank you very much, Anastasia. What about your boobs? What sort of child were you at school?
What do you think by working with me?
I think you were... Probably you were very vocal.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
Yes.
I would have said you were quite academic.
Right.
What else would I say?
Is that you being polite?
No, I would have said, you know, you're a smart girl.
I was a stupida at school. I hated school.
What was that?
Stupida.
What's stupid. A stupida?
Oh. I hated school, Warren, with a passion. Although I loved Greek school, so I had to go twice a week. Loved that, but English school couldn't stand it.
How'd you cope with going to
two
schools?
I was that kid that would walk around and watch people and give them grades myself and go, you're doing really well there. And the teacher would crack the shits and go, can you sit back down, Anastasia? And a massive attention seeker. It was always about me. But I had no interest at all. So, no, I wasn't a good student at all. My parents were always getting called up. I'd light up fags in the classroom just to get attention. You know what I mean?
Fantastic.
Does that answer your question?
That answers my question. I was completely wrong.
What were you like, though?
I was the opposite. I was quiet and very academic. Mm. Very, like, straight-A student.
So. Now, why were you, though? Were you because you were interested in what the teachers were teaching, or were you because you're just a nerd alert and it was the good boy syndrome that you
think it was a nerd alert, and I think it was probably, you know, I wasn't that as good at sports and stuff like that. So
you had to be good at something.
I had to excel in something, and I think I put all my effort into that. So
how exhausting!
But I did. but you grade. But the problem was there was a stress around when you were graded for exams.
Absolutely,
everything depended on getting that A+.
Yeah,
absolutely, everything depended on it. Yeah, interesting because at the University of Georgia, a professor has adopted a stress reduction policy.
Oh wow!
I really like this.
Yeah,
it allows students to pick their own grades if they feel unduly stressed by the grades that they earned.
Oh, my God. I'd be A++.
It's been put in place because emotional reactions to stressful situations can have profound consequences for all involved, he said.
Yeah, because I guess it's that whole competition thing. If I don't get an A, I'm not valued, or I didn't do quite well yet.
Yeah. I don't know. There's been a bit of a fuss kicked up about it, but what they can do is they can email the instructor indicating what grade they think is appropriate and why they're unhappy with the grade, and without question.
What's the lowest grade you ever got, Warren?
I think I might have got a C once.
Oh, you're such a nerd alert. Oh, my God.
I worked very hard, though.
And now you're doing radio.
When you get home, do you ever come home from work and get straight into your pyjamas?
I do it all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've copied my mum. My mum does it. As soon as her pyjamas go on at 5:00 every night after Bold and Beautiful. So she watches Bold and Beautiful, and then she goes and puts her little nightie on.
Do you feel guilty when you do it?
Yeah, I kind of feel like, oh, my God, you're wearing PJs. What's your life come to? You know what I mean? You're wearing PJs and watching YouTube clips and eating peanut butter.
But isn't it one of the most comforting things to do?
It really, especially in winter. In summer, you don't really have an excuse for it, do you?
No, you just wear shorts or something like that.
Well, I sit naked in my place.
But you sleep naked. We've spoken about sleeping before.
Yeah.
So pyjamas are so comfy. Do you have any funny pyjamas? Animals or anything like that?
No, animals.
Nothing.
What about you?
No, but I had a friend of mine, and she loved cats. she was a cat crazy girl. Like so cat crazy. I think she had about 10 of them at home, and she was quite crafty. So she made me a pair of pajamas.
Oh wow!
But it was covered in
out of cats.
Not out of cats. With cats all over it.
Hey, now listen, Warren, I was a little bit astounded yesterday when I was at your place yesterday while we were preparing for this magnificent show. I never really pay attention to all the photos that you've got around your little piano case there.
Right. Did you have a sticky beak?
I did have a little bit of a sticky beak while you were in the toilet because you could take forever while you're there. So I can't give me an hour. And I've got to find things to do at your place besides cleaning up after you. But what I did find, what I was really shocked about, was some photos. And there was one particular photo of you. You would have been, what, 10 years younger or something?
No,
or
that's about, I reckon, almost 20 years ago.
20 years ago. And I didn't recognise you. I didn't know who that guy was. But I remember thinking the guy next to him was really hot. And I was like, wow, he's hot. And you had to point out that that was actually you. And I went, is that you? And I have to say, darling, you weren't a very good-looking guy 20 years ago, were you?
So you reckon I'm better looking as I'm
now
aged?
Now you're a hunk. I mean, you're very, very good-looking. No, if anyone wants to challenge me on this, you need to lick us and like us, go onto our Facebook page, Anastasia and Warren, and you'll see this man is a very good-looking man now. But 20 years ago, darling, you're a bit of a mutt.
Isn't it funny how what happened? Some people, like you see people who are so good-looking, and they, as they get older...
Well, do you know, it's interesting because I live now, I live on the south side now.
Right.
And I hadn't been there for years, but I used to work there 20 years ago. And I used to work at a cafe that was purely based on how you looked, yeah? I was
what do you mean based on how you looked?
Well, it was a cafe. It was a gay cafe. It was very well known.
And was it all
actually, it was called the Blue Elephant. Yeah. Everyone used to know about it on Commercial Road years ago. And all the waiting staff, everyone was really, really good looking. I was in the kitchen. Remember, I always felt really, really insecure. I wasn't good looking enough. I wasn't good enough. It was horrible, yeah? And I'd be looking at all these other people thinking, God, you guys are so good.
That's
looking.
Really sad that you were saying you
weren't
good enough.
Yeah, I just felt really, really insecure and I just was not good enough, right? Now, this is what's really interesting. 20 years down the track, I'm bumping into these people that I'd look at and go, oh, my God, you're really hot. And I actually feel like the reverse has happened. I'm actually the hot one.
Because you're a good looking
and they're girl. Not. Now, and I'm constantly thinking, I wonder if they're thinking the same thing.
Now, imagine if you'd known that back then when you were feeling not good enough to go
but
to
I mean,
that
this could just be a judgment, Warren. We could be deluded. I could be very deluded about this, but it's just the way I think now. Maybe I feel a little bit more secure about how I look now. I don't know, but I have been shocked when I've bumped into these people and I thought they were the most gorgeous looking things and now I see them. And age can kind of, it either works for you or it doesn't.
And I suppose it also
age
depends.
Age works for you, darling.
Oh, thank you. Also, it depends whether you like older people or whether you like younger people as well.
And do you feel overly more confident now that you're older than what you were in that photo?
Oh, much more.
Good.
Much more, totally. Now that I've heard that from you, full of confidence.
We got a message in from the Two Old Poovs, and they say, our community members are diverse in nature. All of us are beautiful, whether it is by looks, character, personality, demeanour, love. We should never judge people by looks alone, especially during this test of equality recognition by marriage. We would hate to stigmatise, exclude or be judged as shallow. I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you, Old Poops.
Well
Thank
said.
You so much for your SMS. Now, Warren, you have gotten better looking, though. Besides that message, though, we have to be honest about this. You have gotten a lot better looking in the last 20 years. 20
I'm blushing.
Years ago, you looked very... Now, thank God, don't ever get rid of
I'm
the
beard. I'm glad I didn't meet don't you 20 years ago.
Don't ever get rid of the beard, darling, because it does your face wonders. Is it possible? Is it possible to grow hair all over your face?
What do you want me to be, cousin? Yes.
So we just see your pupils and your teeth, and I think you'll look way better.
Very stunning.
You
know okay,
I mean? We're getting there.
I might grow it for you. Speaking of hair, though, yes. I recently, we discussed this on air, I changed barbers.
Oh, yes.
I'm very happy with my
new
one.
He's reshaped your whole head. You look amazing.
He's a really good guy. He's very professional. Love him, right?
Yes.
But I'm the sort of person that I stay with a barber for a long time, and
yes.
I'm talking years.
Yes.
And I almost feel guilty.
Mm. You're a creature of habit, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And if I go away on holidays, I like to make sure I get it cut before I go because I don't want anyone else to, you know, touch it.
Do you eat the same food every day, by the way?
No, I don't. Just hair. And I think because they know you, they know what you like. Yesterday, I ran into my old barber.
Yes.
In the street.
Oh, no way.
And he knew that because I haven't been there for a few months.
Oh, my God.
And it was really awkward.
That's hilarious.
He says, Wazza, where you been? And I just didn't know what to say. And I was caught on the spot. And I said, oh, look, I've been away.
Yeah. How embarrassing is it?
Oh, it's really embarrassing.
I get it all the time. I go to two major coffee places in the morning, right? And you can see, sometimes I'm sitting outside and you can see the waitresses are looking over going, oh, my God, she's sitting at the other cafe. The other day, I've actually changed completely a different cafe somewhere else completely. And she came up to me and she said, where have you been? Like she was really upset. And I didn't have an excuse. So I just was honest and said, hey, I've discovered this other amazing cafe. I'm really sorry.
Isn't it?
She would have been devastated.
So is it called cheating? Are you cheating on your barber or your
you
barista?
You absolutely are cheating on these people. We got a message in here from Nina. She says, "Hi, Anastasia and Warren. I needed 15 centimetres cut off the bottom of my very long hair. So I went to a barber instead of my hairdresser and he only charged me $5.
$5. Wow.
Nina, you've just given me a great idea. I'm going to the barber for sure. We got another one here from Jace. He says, "I've cheated on my daily coffee shop. It's awkward when your usual place give you free coffee and you break that trust by going to a rival shop." That's quite hilarious.
He's getting free coffee though, I know. Jace. That's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. And another one here from Tim. He says, "Now that I only get a number one buzz cut, I tend to go to the cheapest, most convenient and quickest barber at the time. But it's usually one of the three in the Flinders Lane area. As for baristas, I try to stay loyal but can also depend on if the good barista is on and how busy they are, as long as it's good coffee. Now, where's my latte?" Hey, now, Tim, that's very true. You know, the other thing that I will confess to, though, if the barista's kind of hot, you know what?
You stay there?
You know what?
Yeah, me too.
The coffee can be mediocre, but if you're hot, I'm coming back.
But Tim's got a point too, because when I used to do just the number one over, I could do it myself or
exactly.
go somewhere. But the problem is you go to these more expensive barbers
yes.
and they do different things and then you
what?
Can't go back.
You know what I've just realised though?
What?
Barbers and baristas are kind of hot. They're great eye candy,
yeah.
in my experience anyway, in Melbourne, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm really excited about?
What?
I'm excited about our Facebook page.
Yeah.
If you want to get to know us a little bit more intimately, you need to lick us and like us. All you need to do is type in Anastasia and Warren and you can be in touch with us, and we've got some great stories, some photos. But most importantly, you never have to miss another show, because we've got our fantastic podcast that we're going to be putting up weekly on our Facebook page.
Yes, thanks to our
really,
podcaster,
really
Andy.
Exciting. Exactly right.
Now, on the Facebook page,
yes.
you posted a picture earlier this week of Conor McGregor and Floyd
yes.
Mayweather.
Yes.
And it's a really quite an attractive shot.
Well, they're both really good looking
they're very,
guys. I mean,
very
let's
good
not sugarcoat
men.
It.
Oh, it's a very, very sexual shot.
It is a very sexual
it
shot.
It looks really good.
They look like they're about to pash.
I was reading earlier today that data has revealed that during the fight,
mm-hmm.
there was a 12% drop worldwide in the number of people logging onto the pornography website. Pornhub during the fight.
That's insane.
12% worldwide. And in the US, there was a 21% decline in viewership during the fight.
My God.
How's that?
That's pretty pathetic, though.
Isn't it? And does it mean there's a correlation between people who...
Fighting and porn?
I don't know. Don't know what it means.
Bizarre.
Yeah. I didn't log off.
Anastasia and Warren. Joy 94.9.